Three, two, one.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the College Esports Update. I am your host, Norris Howard, joined once more by the usual panel of suspects. But first, we're starting off with Andrew Stevenson. He's going to hit us up with now the champions of College COD. Andrew, what's going on, man? We finally got the playoffs over the weekend. We got a champion. Let us know who ended up winning out and becoming our College COD champion for 2021.
It was what a weekend it was, as you mentioned. Congratulations to the 2021 CCL champions, Ottawa Gold. Huge shout out to Chris Radio, Prof, Herbie, and E2N. Their opponents were Ottawa Black, ironically, number one and two almost the whole way through. They weren't shy to the limelight, though. I'm going to say shout out to Ottawa Black and Noishi, Cruelty, Fame, and Lightning. They definitely had an amazing season and showed up during the grand finale.
Yeah, and one of the amazing things about this match is that obviously, yes, it was Ottawa v. Ottawa, but they didn't play like it was a scrim or a practice. They went all the way in, and as a matter of fact, Ottawa Gold had to pull off the reverse sweep in the last round of Raid on SND. It was absolutely stunning to watch. It was a last-minute kill, last-minute defuse. It could not have been any closer, and we just have to have two champions. That's how fine the margins were here. Andrew, based on the final, you got to say Ottawa's far and away just the best school at this game.
You mentioned before, Ottawa Gold themselves swept every other team through their way through the playoffs. The only other team that made them lose a round was Ottawa Black. So as you mentioned, two both powerhouses going up. And as you mentioned, Ottawa Black did win the loser's bracket. I'm not sure if we call that a win or not, but hey, that got them to the championship, obviously what we're talking about. So they did do their thing when they did lose out of the winner's bracket, prove themselves in the loser's bracket to get back to face Ottawa Gold, and fell short.
Yeah, and some of our other favorite teams that were poised to make a deep run did end up falling out, particularly schools like CU Ravens and CUE Maroon. They both fell out. I know you were following CUE Maroon and the CU Ravens in particular. Where did they end up finishing? Obviously, they were not champions, but where did they end up over the weekend?
So in the loser's bracket, I was rooting for CU Ravens, Tespa Charlton, and specifically 47. 47 just been a complete rampage of season. Hearing his name was something that I was very intrigued with. He did do his thing, and they did end up losing in the semifinals to Ottawa Black, who were later on obviously crowned the champions in the loser's bracket, as we talked about. But then again, the CU Ravens and the CU Maroon did end up losing in the loser's bracket. I apologize, but CU Maroon did fall short to the champions in the grand finale, and then also falling short to Ottawa Black in the loser's bracket championship. So give a huge shout out to Q Maroon. They did do their thing. They just end up falling short when, you know, time mattered.
Yeah, now with that said, we do have our champions now. Thank you so much, Andrew, for that update. And congratulations again. Go to Ottawa Gold, your new Call of Duty, College Call of Duty champion. Now we're bringing on Dominic Schotzen to hit us with even more Rocket League news. Obviously, we had two matches between two teams we would say would be number one and number two throughout the entire competition. Two matches between Northwood and Akron going into this, following this week. So, Dom, how did those two matches go before we get into the rest of the league?
Well, we saw Northwood in the first match finally give up their first defeat. Akron was able to beat them 3-1 in a really surprising upset. Pretty much everyone on the commentary table when you're watching this game was like, what's happening? nobody had faith in Akron except for maybe Twitch chat. And Northwood, you know, they didn't look any worse than normal in that first match. It was just Akron just looked better, and they looked really energized and invigorated. I don't know if it was the level of competition. They both played a match right before their match against each other. Maybe Akron was more warmed up. Maybe that's the only thing you can point to. I don't know what was exactly the reason why Akron just looked so much better on that day. But like you said, they played two matches, and Northwood on the very next day, it didn't take long for them to avenge their loss. They 3-0'd Akron the very next day. and things just went back to status quo. Northwood is once again running over anyone that they face. So I would say you look at aggregate, it's 4-3 Northwood. Northwood came out ahead in those two games.
Yeah, but one other big story that we still got, LSU still undefeated. Again, we don't want to say they're coming out of nowhere. A good team, a good program, but LSU now, I believe, the only undefeated team left that's played more than, you know, two matches. You know, based on what you've seen from LSU, can they contend the Northwoods and the Akrons of the world, even though those two teams pretty much only lose to one another?
I mean, like you said, they are definitely the last undefeated team, and they beat Arizona, which is a really good program too. 7-3 in their own right and third in the West. But you look at LSU, it's hard to stack them up against Northwood and Akron until you actually see them go against it, against those teams. They really beat up on UNT earlier in the season, so that's a perennial powerhouse too. It's hard to say if they're going to really stack up to Akron and Northwood until we see them side by side. I'll give them a puncher's chance. You know, if we saw Akron beat Northwood this week, anything's really possible, right?
Right, right, absolutely. And so thank you for that Rocket League update. Obviously, there's a ton of other matches going on. We have UCF taking down Virginia, Ohio State dropping another game. We do have UNT beating Texas Tech, as well as Oregon beating CSUF. Arizona, as you said, 7-3, another strong program that we're going to have to be on the lookout for. Again, the West, a lot more parity out in the West, but that Eastern Conference is still dominated by the two giants of Northwood and Akron. So thanks again, Dom. We're going to have you right back to give us a preview of Collegiate Hearthstone coming up. We're going to stick with Dom Schatzen for this next segment, where he's going to give us a preview of the Hearthstone Collegiate Championship coming up. The season's already completed. Again, not a game I'm terribly familiar with, so we got to throw it to the expert. Dom, who should we be watching out for here in the postseason?
Well, when we did our preview for Hearthstone's collegiate season for Spring 21, we talked about a few teams. We talked about Rochester Institute of Technology, Northeastern, Akron. These are powerhouse teams that have been, you know, throughout esports, but especially in Hearthstone, that have dominated the scene. And nothing really changed here. You can see RIT, they went through their varsity division, which is the tippy top of the teams, the ones that get the invite. They don't have to, you know, work their way through the open division where it's a free for all. RIT went undefeated among the top teams. They went 5-0. They just maintained their consistent dominance of the Hearthstone collegiate scene. And even in the open division, their teams, they were all up in the top 50, which is where you needed to be to make it into the playoff bracket. And one of their teams was top five, went 7-1, which is tied for the best record in the open division. And then you look at UCLA, they had two teams in the open division go 7-1, which was huge for them. You're looking at a program right there that's different than the ones we mentioned. UCLA really came out in the open division with two really good teams. They might be making some noise because they aren't in the varsity division. They may be moving up very soon.
Yeah, and again, we see a lot of smaller schools here, but we do see University of Michigan making it in as one of the only Power 5 schools. But you know what? I want to ask this question very quickly before we get off this one, is that you talked about RIT, how dominant they are when it comes to Hearthstone. Do any of these teams stand a chance? Because it sounds like to me, and from all of the results that I've seen, that RIT is so far and away better than everybody else that this is a foregone conclusion. If somebody's going to challenge them, who might it be?
Hey, honestly, Hearthstone is a very different beast than a Rocket League, a Call of Duty, because there is that RNG element to it. At any point, some kind of bad draw, some bad luck can go against RIT. It is almost an anomaly that they went undefeated in their varsity division, because it really, in Hearthstone, it is a game where chance plays a big factor, and to minimize chances is a skillful way to play, mitigating risk and mitigating chance and trying to put skill into your hands and try to take control from the game, from the random elements of it. But it is impossible to completely maintain control over a Hearthstone game. So really any team could beat Rochester Institute of Technology with the right, you know, hand or the wrong hand for RIT possibly. So I'm not going to say that they're going to just coast through this. You know, anything can happen in Hearthstone. Anyone can have a bad day. And that's what makes Hearthstone a little bit more fun, the randomness element, than maybe other esports, if you like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dom, for that preview. We are looking forward to this championship in particular as we get into May and a lot of these esports start wrapping up. We are hitting those championship rounds for just about everything in Hearthstone. Is no different. Thank you again, Dom, for that great update. And we're going to talk even more about some R6 coming up. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the College Esports Update. Your host, Norris Howard, here, joined again by Sebastian Rooney. Sebastian, our R6 head, the Premier League playoffs coming up. Who should we be looking out for? Again, the semester is wrapping up. So who's at the top of the hill and who might sneak in under the radar?
Well, as you said, the playoffs are coming up. And with the conclusion of Week 9, we are now finished with the Premier League regular season and into the playoffs. Four teams have automatically qualified, and they have a bye week this week. Those four teams being Akron, Purdue, Grand Canyon, and Oklahoma State, as they did finish the top two in their respective divisions. Now, this next week is going to be a play-in tournament for seeds 3 through 6 for a spot in this year's Premier League playoffs. We're going to be having NC State versus Texas A&M, UGA versus CU Boulder, Michigan Tech University versus UTD, and Illinois State versus Iowa State. And I think a lot of those teams have a chance at playing upset this year.
Yeah, and again, you know, one of the former champs, Akron, they have not necessarily looked the absolute best over the year in a number of games. So if you had to say, you know, who could really, really take that throne from Akron, who has looked the most solid out of all these teams, who would you say?
Purdue, they did beat Akron in the college R6 Invitational 2-0. So I'd say they're be the one to give Akron the run for their money for their title. But honestly, it's anyone's game at this point.
Good. It's good to hear about parity in the esports. So you know what? We want to thank you, Sebastian, for giving us that quick update. We know you're going to be on top of the R6 championships. We will be reporting who ends up winning the playoffs. And listen, again, the Midwest, Purdue, Akron, Oklahoma State, Michigan Tech, Illinois State, Iowa State. All these teams from the center of the country, y'all. I say it every week. The Midwest is where esports actually lives and wins. So make sure that you guys are following up on this if you are a big Rainbow Six Siege fan. Thank you again, Sebastian, and we will talk to you next week with some results. And listen, that's going to be it for the College Esports Update for everybody that contributed to us and helped us out. I'm your host, Norris Howard. And listen, I'm just going to announce this right now. We have internship openings. If you are a college student and you are looking for a summer internship, we are offering them. So make sure you head over to our website or you head over to the on-campus page of our website and you can get all of the information on a summer internship. So for the rest of the crew, I'm Norris Howard, and we'll see y'all next week.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.